This is Yahoo Finance Live. Just a couple minutes until the opening bell on this Wednesday morning. And not unusually for a Fed day, we don't have much movement in the futures. And that's because investors are hotly awaiting, anticipating what the Fed is going to tell us about what exactly the bond buying tapering program, what the tapering of that program is going to look like. By how much is the Fed going to taper each month? When will it be finished? And then, of course, the implication is when is it going to start to increase rates? So a lot riding on the press conference and the meeting, the outcome of the meeting this afternoon. Of course, that is scheduled for 2 p.m. And all of this coming, by the way, on the heels of a retail sales report that came in worse than estimated. Now, we were just talking with Joe Bruswells a few moments ago, and he was saying that really the economy does look robust right now. The job market looks robust and that people are indeed spending. He thinks it was a pull forward effect that perhaps dampened the headline retail sales number for last month, which came in at an increase of 0.3%. That is less than half, as you can see, of what economists were estimating. All of this, again, equaling not much change in futures and also not much change in what we're seeing in bond prices this morning. But of course, we do expect more volatility and more change following that Fed announcement. And so we're watching some individual movers that we're going to get to in just a moment. But for now, looking like a little bit of a calm opening bell on this Wednesday morning. And I think it's safe to say that people will really be parsing through the Federal Reserve comments this afternoon. And there indeed is the opening bell. By the way, the CEO of that company, Samsara, will be on the 11 to 1 show later this afternoon, or later this morning, I should say. So please stay tuned for that. The open on this Wednesday morning, as I said, not seeing much change. So let's get straight to some movers that we have been watching. There you see the opening price of the NASDAQ now opening and now down just 0.02%. So let's turn to some areas where we're seeing more movement here. Eli Lilly, that company is on the move, and that's after it came out with a forecast and raised its forecast for 2021 earnings and revenue, and also expecting 2022 sales from $27.8 billion to $28.3 billion. So it looks like that this is on the higher end of what folks were looking for. And the company is talking about just that its key growth products are going to continue to grow. That's what the CEO is saying in a statement, coupled with anticipating upcoming launches. So existing stuff, coming stuff. Of course, the Lilly's COVID-19 antibody treatment has been part of the company's growth thus far this year. It's raising its forecast specifically for sales of that therapy to $2.1 billion. So all of this helping Eli Lilly. It's interesting here, Saz, because this year, it's not been a uniformly good one for biotech and pharmaceuticals, but there really have been some significant standouts here that have been driven in part by the experimental drugs and then the approved drugs, at least under emergency authorization, around COVID treatment and COVID prevention.
Yeah, Jill, you can't ask for much more if you're an investor in Eli Lilly from a company's investor day here. I mean, coming out better than expected guidance here, really touting what they have been doing in the past, to your point, and what they might be doing in the future. They said they're on track to meet their goal of launching 20 new medicines over the 10-year period from 2014 to 2023. That is, of course, very encouraging. They have seen a good bump in sales from COVID-19 antibody treatment that they have. They have that contract with the U.S. government, so that's a win for them as well. And you're thinking here, just looking at that chart, this is the type of news that could send Eli Lilly shares above its highs of the year.
Yeah, we'll watch to see if we've got a new record there for Eli Lilly or a new high there for Eli Lilly. On the flip side here, we have a steelmaker Nucor out this morning and falling, and that's because its guidance is short of what analysts have been anticipating. $7.75 is the higher end of that forecast. $8.17 is what analysts have been predicting. So pretty wide gap there between what it's expecting and what the street is expecting. Now, just to put a little perspective on this, the stock, and I didn't even realize this, Going into today, it had been number six in the S&P 500 this year. It had more than doubled this year. So this decline coming on the heels of what's been some pretty stellar performance for Nucor. So, you know, you could say that maybe there's a little profit taking in this movement here today as well, Brian.
That's a good way to put it, Julie. One of the strongest stocks of the year, to your point, on I think a lot of investors or traders just playing the global recovery theme. Well, look, I understand in this environment, if you're a company, you come out with below consensus guidance, you're going to get hit, and Nucor is getting hit today. But I like this earnings release from them, noting numerous times that demand continues to be strong. That is a good thing. So perhaps a little profit taking today. Maybe traders come back to this name because it looks like they're doing pretty well.
And then also today, we are looking at Domino's Pizza, that stock being downgraded over at Barclays to underweight from equal weight. Price target there, $495. I didn't see a lot of details here about why they're making this call. I don't know if you did, Saz.
Yeah, basic call is this, the potential for a slowdown in same-store sales next year, Julie, as people start to get more mobile again and perhaps they're ordering less Domino's pizza from inside their house. You have already seen same-store sales slow down globally for this company the past couple quarters here. So you're seeing the stock there down about 1.3%. Interesting call, you know, not surprised to see it. The stock has been rallying back, hovering close to its August 3rd all-time high. Not surprised to see some analysts trying to be a hero.
Yeah, I mean, this seems to be sort of a common theme that we're seeing here, not just today, but in the past few days, right? That we are seeing is we're in December, we're now in mid-December, and people are kind of looking at their year, right? What are their returns on the year? What are some places where they can now lighten up? What is the tax positioning going into year end? What is the portfolio positioning looking like into year end? So it's not unusual to see people taking some profits on some of these high flyers, right? I mean, I know you've been watching the meme stock trade closely, but it doesn't just happen there, of course, where we see that year-end jockeying. It happens in a lot of areas.
Yeah, and look what we're seeing here. You're seeing a downgrade at a stay-at-home name like Domino's Pizza, but look what we heard from Dave & Buster's a couple weeks ago. That is a destination type of restaurant. They're noting a pickup, though they actually noted that their fourth quarter has started strong here. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see more upgrades at the likes of a Darden, which reports earnings soon, those go out to eat names, and you see more downgrades come to the likes of Domino's and a lot of its competitors.
All right, I'll brace myself for that, Brian. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna check in with Jared Blickery on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Stay with us.